From Austin, live music capital of the world, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. Thanks for joining us. This hour, music from the front lines of one of the biggest political battles being waged in Texas at the moment. Natalie Maines caught live on the steps of the Capitol with accompaniment from her father, Lloyd. Also, you think you know the music of Austin's Bob Schneider, perhaps? Any guesses about the album that changed his life? You'll hear from the man himself in our Austin Music Experience segment, Bruce Robison with Kelly Willis, plus the screaming eagle of soul, Charles Bradley, knocking him dead in Studio 1A. Also, the Aggie football player who's hitting all the right notes these days, a conversation with Jesse Woods, the week's music news, and the usual surprises. Texas Music Matters gets underway momentarily. Stay with us.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
From Austin, I'm David Brown, and this is Texas Music Matters. Longtime listeners know we're always looking for new music to share, and we like to get started with new discoveries. This one's by a band from a place some call Little Austin. The group calls itself Inspirational Pop Gaze. Whatever that is, truth is, they didn't plan on being a band at all at first. Just sort of happened, as things tend to do up in Denton, where the ratio of musicians per capita seems to rival that of our own fair city. At first, it was just a kind of musical vehicle for lead vocalist Roy Robertson, and that morphed into a full-blown trio with a sound and a style all its own. This is new by a group called Pageantry, and chances are you're hearing it first on Texas Music Matters.
Underneath your breathing.
Friends of the Year, the title track to the debut EP by Pageantry, set to become the toast of Denton and beyond, perhaps. At the Texas State Capitol last week, as the legislature started a special session to take up one of the most hotly contested bills in recent memory, two groups of protesters rallied on the lawn on the north side. Dressed mostly in blue, thousands gathered to support a bill which would, among other things, require abortions to be performed in surgical centers and ban abortions after 20 weeks. On the south side of the Capitol, opponents of that legislation, decked out mostly in orange, turned up the volume with a little help from an outspoken Texan named Natalie Maines, doing a song about refusing to be shouted down. She was accompanied by her father, Lloyd, who were both there by special invitation.
Actually, Ann Richards' daughter requested that Natalie sing Not Ready to Make Nice. So it's a song that sort of fits, you know. It's a song about standing for what you believe in, and so I thought the song was pretty fitting for the occasion. And plus, we're big Ann Richards fans, and so whatever her daughter wants, you know, yeah.
I mean, that's definitely one of those songs that I was just very much, it was written very selfishly. It was very personal and very just about us and what we did, and it was surprising after the album came out how many people related to it on different levels within their life, whatever's going on in their lives. And so it was, it's always a surprise that it's sort of an anthem for a lot of people. This is Natalie Maines, and we're here at the Texas State Capitol to stand with Wendy Davis.
And I'll keep paying.
Natalie Maines performing on the steps of the Capitol in opposition to a new bill which would place restrictions on abortions in Texas. We've got comprehensive coverage of the contentious legislation at the website of our sister station, KUTnews.org, where you'll find the very latest. Coming up, the week's music news, Bob Schneider goes on the record, Jesse Woods transitions from the gridiron to guitar man, and lots more as Texas Music Matters continues. From Austin, this is Texas Music Matters.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas music history, we'll meet a monster who terrorized Fort Worth, but also inspired some local garage bands. On July 10, 1969, stories began surfacing about a half-man, half-goat creature that was on the prowl near Lake Worth. The mysterious beast reportedly made horrible noises and frightened young couples who were making out in parked cars by the lake. After multiple sightings, the monster achieved near mythical status among local teens. A Fort Worth garage rock band known as Larry and the Blue Notes even recorded a song about the goat man, titled Night of the Sadist.
In his eyes, it was a night of the sadists, yeah, I remember to the day that night.
Sightings of the goat man eventually grew less frequent, and some local teens later admitted that they were responsible for the hoax, having dressed up in a gorilla suit to scare their friends. However, the song Night of the Sadist ensured that this teenage prank would live on in Texas music lore. This week in Texas music history is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With the week in local music news, I'm Peter Mongelo of the Austin American Statesman, and this is the Austin Music Source. Snoop Dogg, MGMT, and metal icons Slayer are among the acts that will headline Fun 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 Fest in November, organizers announced this week. MIA, reunited rap group Jurassic 5, and influential New York rock band Television will also appear. Fun 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 takes place November 8th through 10th at Auditorium Shores. Austin blues guitarist Gary Clark Jr. continues his never-ending tour, appearing once again with the Rolling Stones in London last week. This week, he announced a show at Harlem's Apollo Theater in addition to an already sold-out show in New York. Clark plays Stubbs November 29th.
shotgun. Willie sits around in his underwear.
Jack White's Third Man Records announced this week that it would release Willie Nelson and Friends live at Third Man Records. The album will include unreleased recordings of Nelson's 80th birthday celebration at the studio, with guest appearances from Neil Young, Leon Russell, Norah Jones, and others. For these stories and more, visit Austin360.com. From the studios of Texas Music Matters, I'm Peter Mongiello of the Austin American Statesman.
Perhaps the only thing bigger than music in Texas is football, specifically college football. Jesse Woods has a boot in both worlds. He's a former wide receiver for the Texas A&M Aggies, and his debut album, Get Your Burdens Lifted, is out August 6th. But as he tells Texas Music Matters' Art Levy, he fell into both worlds almost by accident.
We moved from California to Texas when I was in, I guess, eighth grade, and I had the long butt cut and wore like surf stuff and just your typical California kid, and wasn't easy to make friends, like junior high, eighth grade, and every kid played football, so I just got into it. And then by the time high school came around, I guess I was just good. And, you know, it was kind of like a kind of a weird thing for me and my family. But, yeah, coaches would come by the house and call and come to the high school. And I didn't really know what I was getting into. It's really fun being a part of something really huge. Mm-hmm. But yeah, college football is intense.
I can imagine, yeah, especially in Texas.
Right. It's really intense. I had a lot of fun. I got hurt a lot, which is not a lot of fun. Had 5 surgeries in 4 years. So, tore a couple ACLs and broken bones and all that kind of stuff. So then by the time I was my last year, the doctor didn't clear me to play anymore. He's just like, we're not going to operate on you anymore. You keep breaking. So that's when I started playing, like getting really serious about writing. And I had no time through college. And then all of a sudden I had few classes left to graduate and no football. So that's when I just started writing.
Did you ever play any of your songs for your teammates? I mean, did they know you were kind of a musician?
Yeah, they knew I was a musician. I'd bring the guitar into the locker room and kind of play around. I mean, you know, it was mainly parody stuff. You know, I'd just write songs about some of the coaches or some of the players, or, you know, I was kind of class clown or something. Yeah, I think they enjoyed it. You got to, like I said, it's so intense. You've got to kind of break that intensity to kind of stay sane.
Sure. And especially, I mean, talk about football being intense at Texas A&M. The school also has a pretty big Texas songwriter pedigree there.
It does.
I mean, Robert Earl Keen, Lyle Lovett. What was that like? I mean, did you play around campus at all? Or
no, I didn't. You know, I'm a big Robert Earl and Lyle Lovett fan. I don't feel like they kind of fit the Texas kind of country mold. They're kind of came before this this kind of sound, this kind of standardized sound. You know, those guys had their own kind of thing, and I don't know. I didn't. I mean, I played in like open mics and stuff, but I just kind of had this idea that I still needed to like pay my dues and learn what I was doing.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, and now you have your debut album, Get Your Burdens Lifted, out August 6th, I guess.
Yeah, I arranged most of the parts, and this one was the first one that I wanted help. I wanted, you know, talented friends of mine to kind of come in. You keep it on the low. You won't let the law get to it. You gotta let them know. And they'll find the West Coast and live. it was a fun recording process just because it wasn't me in a closet.
Sure.
It was studio put onto two-inch tape, and you know, all these songs are kind of based on the vocal. I was kind of struggling with working out where can we put instrumental parts and parts where they can break down, and my voice doesn't need to be through this whole thing.
S.O.S. I need an angel now.
The lyrical content of the record is very dark. Did the lyrics come from a particular experience?
You know, I was always drawn to conflict or sadness or anger or some kind of conflict, but then arranged in a beautiful way.
'Cause I'm young enough to reservation. Walk with creatures of the moon. 'Cause I'm young and life's a vacation. When you're young, when you're young, I'm lost in heaven.
I've always kind of saw myself as like a minimalist, kind of just a songwriter or something, and this album was one where I was really into that Magnetic South, that Michael Nesmith album. You know, his songs were they're traditional, but it was always still like that tinge of a modern, whatever the modern sound at the times were.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond.
That's kind of the idea I had for this was traditional American music, but with just a little tinge of some dreamy modern vibe, I guess.
Get Your Burdens Lifted is the debut album from Jesse Woods, out August 6th. Jesse, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Art.
Bye.
Music by Jesse Woods. Our segment produced by Texas Music Matters' Art Levy.
Hi, I'm Bob Schneider, and I'm a singer-songwriter / musician. Let's just go with singer-songwriter / entertainer. I think that's probably better. I don't want to like disrespect any musicians out there. Anyways, I'm based in Austin, Texas, and an album that changed my life / made a big impact on me was probably Tom Waits' Rain Dogs. I was 17. I was going to college in Germany. I was at the University of Maryland in Munich, Germany. I mean, I was just used to listening to, you know, just, you know, whatever, like Beatles and I don't know. I guess I'd been listening to a lot of stuff like AC/DC and ZZ Top and maybe a bunch of hip hop music or whatever. But, you know, nothing that was really that deep. And then somebody played me some Tom Waits one night, you know, while we're sitting around. And I was just so completely blown away by the sound of it. It just sounded so scary and dark and interesting and different. And the characters were like seedy and broken and damaged. And like, that's the way I felt. And I was like, ah, this is great, because I feel so alienated and lost. And that's who this guy's singing about. And so it just really made me feel connected in a way that I hadn't really ever felt before listening to music. Steam, steam onto bad dreams. Going up to Harlem with a pistol in his jeans. A $50 bill inside a paladin's hat. And nobody's sure where Mr. Knickerbocker's at. I think I was listening to it on cassette, maybe. I had like a Walkman. And I remember, like, it's when Walkmans got really tiny and they were just barely bigger than the cassette. And I was just like, oh my gosh, how are they making this happen? I remember actually we were on a ski trip and going through the Alps, and everybody was like looking out of the van talking about how beautiful the Alps were. And I was just looking at this Walkman that was just slightly bigger than a cassette tape. And I was like, forget about those mountains. Look at this Walkman. Can you not see how incredible this is? I feel like the whole record's pretty amazing, but Time is one of my favorite songs of all time.
But the smart money's on Harlem, and the moon is in the street. And the shadow boys are breaking all the laws. And you're east of East St. Louis, and the wind is making speeches, and the rain sounds like a round of applause.
There's just something about that guy. It's some guy sitting in a bar, and he just seems like he's just a loser, and he's always going to be a loser. But he's in a bar and he's drinking, so that sort of gives him a little bit of hope, maybe, or something. And he's like delusional. And I don't know. I mean, it just mirrored the way I felt, I guess.
And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time. They all pretend they're orphans, and their memory's like a train. You can see it getting smaller as it pulls away. And the things you can't remember tell the things you can't forget. The history puts a saint in every dream. Well, she said she'd stick around until the bandages came off. But these mama's boys just don't know when to quit. And Matilda asked the sailors, all those dreams or all those prayers? So close your eyes, son, and
this won't hurt a bit. Oh, it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time. Calendar girl, the boys just dive right off the cars and splash into the street. And when they're on a roll, she pulls a razor from a boot, and a thousand pigeons fall around her feet. So put a candle in the window and a kiss upon his lips as the dish outside the window. Like a stranger with the weeds in your heart, and pay the fiddler off till I come back again. Oh, it's time, time, time. It's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. Time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time.
It's Tom Waits off the album Rain Dogs, an album that Bob Schneider says changed his life. You can catch more inside stories and handpicked music from Bob this Saturday on our home station, KUTX, at 6 p.m. That's when he takes over the station as our guest DJ. Once again, Saturday night, 6 p.m. Texas time on KUTX 98.9 in the Austin area, or online, of course, at kutx.org. Coming up, another live music flashback from the days before they called it the live music capital. A hint, the door was shaped like a coffin lid. Also, performances by the first couple of Texas Music and the Screaming Eagle of Soul. It's the Austin Music Experience when we return. From Texas Music Matters, it's the Austin Music Experience, performances from the live music capital of the world. After developing separate solo careers years ago, Bruce Robison and Kelly Willis fell in love, got married, and for the most part continue to have successful solo careers. They do some performances together, appear on each other's songs from time to time, but not until this year did they ever do a full album together.
It was a lot of fun once we started doing this project again, and it was kind of... You know, we've been doing other things for a few years, and so it was like, it's 1995 again. We were all excited, and, you know, let's put the band together and play some shows and get it all together, you know. And so it was really fun to kind of focus on it again. It felt like it was all making it brand new.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't looking to do just a strictly traditional duet record. We were really just trying to be more of a band together.
And so the songs would really choose it. We went through a lot of them, and it's just like, okay, next. But it was a fun thing because there's all these different things. We'd sit down with a song, and we'd both try singing the lead, and then we'd move the key around, and then there's lots of harmonies to mess with, and then you hit there, and it's like, there it is. And this next song was like that. I'd written it with a couple of girls from the Trishas, mm-hmm. Liz Foster and Savannah Welch, writing for their, and I never co-write, and I'm really not crazy about it, but they asked, and I couldn't say no. And so we got this song, and I wasn't thinking about it at all, but it's kind of like it brought everything back into the pile once we were thinking, and a couple of the tunes I'd had laying around for a long time, and then when we picked them up and started playing them, it was like it made them brand new again, because I think we have this kind of sound when we sing together, and then this song is just a thing that happens.
I could fake it for a while, till I fall apart in style. After all, rock bottom's not too far down. A little heartache, a little pain, a little stick that opens the vein. A dash of salt for the wound that barely makes a sound. Well, I'm not ashamed of being afraid of losing you. What more can I lose? But it's a cheater's game. You just breaking me down when I'm broken in two. Is that so easy to do? I come around every time you call. I catch you when you fall. I remember every little line on your face. I get it, it's plain to see. Have a way to shame me. But did you really have to take me down this way? I'm not ashamed of being afraid of losing you. What more can I lose? But it's a cheater's game. You just breaking me down when I'm broken in two. Is that so easy to do? You had to let me down. Why'd you have to let me down?
Yep, guy from my hometown, Lower Coyote Orion is his name. I heard this song when I was a kid, and I always loved it. It's a trucking song. My mama hid me in a sleeper of a diesel. She never heard about a cradle by the fireside. Her and daddy taking turns behind a steering wheel, listen to the winging wind singing me a lullaby. I got my baby teeth chewing on the Naugahyde. I got my baby bottle seated at the truck stop. Mama taught me how to read from my road map, counting out the billboards looking for a speed trap. Upstate and a state of living on a highway, dead road, heavy load anyways, my way, two lane, four lane, heaps, no heavy rain, listen to the DJ rolling down the road, oh yeah.
my daddy taught me how to drive when I was 16. I got my sobers by the time that I was 17. When I was 21 and Ma and Pa retired, they traded in a Peterbilt and bought a little motorhome. I cashed my savings and I put it in a standby. I'm hauling everything from underwear to dynamite. You can keep the mortgage and the diapers and the Drano. I'll take the highway from Boston to Austin. Hey Austin, how you doing, man? Yeah, upstate and a state, living on a highway, dead road, heavy load, anyways, my way, two lane, four lane, deep snow, heavy rain, listen to the DJ rolling down the road, oh yeah, I was born to roll, oh come on queen, all right. Upstate and a state, living on a highway, dead road, heavy load, anyways, my way, two lane, four lane, deep snow, heavy rain, listen to the DJ rolling down the road, oh yeah, I was born to roll, oh yeah, I was born to roll, oh yeah, 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 I was born.
Caught live in Studio 1A with hosts Jay Trachtenberg, Bruce Robison, and Kelly Willis, part of the Austin Music Experience.
I really miss the Chicago House.
Split Rail.
Club that used to be here in Austin that is no longer.
The Austin Music Map.
Austin Music Map.
Austin Music Map flashbacks.
This is the place, you know.
Stories from Austin music history.
Okay, the one night was at 8th of Grand River, and there was bikers and hippies, which meant drugs and rock and roll. So one night, my little brother, he shows up down there in a suit with a tie, and the place just went deadly silent. And he's standing at the bar kind of going, we're going to die. And I had to get up on the microphone and go, they're not narcs, that is my little brother, Junebug. And so the bikers are going, Junebug, let me buy you a beer, you know. My name is Paul Ray. I used to play with The Storm at the One Night. To share your story, visit AustinMusicMap.com.
A few weeks ago, Charles Bradley made a return visit to Austin Studio 1A. Indeed, the whole affair had a hint of a victorious homecoming about it. As his keyboardist introduced Bradley to the studio audience like a champion prize fighter, we all suddenly felt as if we'd been transported to the Apollo circa 66. But this is no mere homage to music of another era. Charles Bradley's vital high-octane soul is supercharged with a dash of rock, a double shot of showmanship, and a take-no-prisoners pitch-perfect passion that's impossible to fake. In other words, it's the real deal.
Baby,
You stole my love, darling. You built me up and now you found somebody. All along you told me you was gonna love you, baby, to the end of time. I was gonna love you again. All along you told me you were mine. Oh, mine. Oh,
who you gonna try before this world turns?
confusion. 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 Come on, hit it. Come on.
Charles Bradley, part of the Austin Music Experience. And a video of that performance is featured right now at nprmusic.org. What's the best breakup song by a Texas artist? We're talking about that on Facebook right now, and we want your nominations for the best Texas breakup song. That's facebook.com/Texas Music Matters. Our senior producer this week is Haley Howell. On behalf of the entire Texas Music Matters team, I'm David Brown, wishing you all the very best from Austin, Texas.